Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Saints Happy Hour needs your support so we can keep giving you the Saints coverage you love. Become a patron to help us keep giving you the best daily Saints podcast on earth. Supporting Saints Happy Hour gives you the best Saints podcast every day without any stupid ads or promos like this one. And patrons also get access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7, early access to podcast episodes, our world-famous booze bundle with four amazing swag items. So do it. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's saintshappyhour.com.
Sure, that was one, and that was bad for the Sean Payton sweepstakes, but Tom Brady getting wrecked was delightful. We break down where Sean Payton will go, why Pete Carmichael is still here, and more. Thomas, hit that intro.
Hey, fellas, this is Greg Williams, Dr. Heat. I get my ass ripped for having too many zero blitzes, and some of those I'd love to have back. But you're all shit on the podcast. I can't believe it. It pales what I do on a zero blitz in comparison to some of the bad life choices that Andrew, Ralph, Dave, and Kevin make. Are you kidding me? We can't make better choices on what we say and do and how we live our life, and now it's on podcasts? Let's get this shit straightened out, and let's do a better job for everybody out there who listens to that dumbass shit that you guys are talking about. Enjoy it. Signing off, Greg Williams.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. We are live on Twitch. If you aren't, follow us on Twitch. And remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts. Smash that like button on YouTube. Also, become an annual patron at patreon.com/saintshappyhour and get 2 months for free. We have a limited edition Boys Are Back cup as a gift for any new annual patron at any level. Gregory, Braden, Tom all signed up this week. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. And by the way, Thomas was giving me the cattle prod before the show, reminding me to tell everybody tonight is the final night of the 2022 season MVP contest for people who watch or donate or subscribe during the live stream. Anybody who donates any amount during the show tonight gets entered into a drawing at the end of the season for a Saints Happy Hour t-shirt and a Smoke Monday t-shirt. The person who donates the most each week gets entered into our drawing to win 2 Saints game tickets for 2023. And the person who donates the most each week gets to have a 30-second video of themselves giving their Saints hot take played the following week. It's the last week to do it. So get involved. Donate. Make it happen. Make your video dreams come true. You could become a star. Thomas, do we have any videos to play for this week?
No, and unfortunately not.
All right. So I am drinking. I'm cleaning out the beer fridge. I'm drinking the last Love Street Blonde. Thanks to Nikolai. I drank all the tears of a falcon. They were delicious. Amazing. Nikolai. Just tremendous.
So delicious that you are now ill and can barely speak.
Yeah, I'm playing hurt. Playing hurt.
On the IR. You're on the pup.
I'm on the pup list, man. The daily podcast me and Andrew recorded on Sean Payton was brutal. I think I coughed up half a lung, but
making it rain. Kevin, you're still drinking some of Nikolai's beer, right?
This is the last one. I drank all of the Tears of a Falcon bottles that he sent. So he only sent me 2 of the IPA bottles. The first one I had on the show last week. This is the last bottle entirely. This will probably be the last beer I have for a good long while, too. I imagine we will go back to whiskey or something else next week.
Yeah.
I thought it was really thoughtful of my coworkers. We just hired someone new, and they want to do like a dinner introduction thing with this new person that we have. And they scheduled the dinner for February 1st, which will be the first night I am able to drink.
Oh, you and your dry
again,
so. January.
Yeah.
Good so, man. That's good. That's some good people.
So is that's, it, though?
It's nice.
You know?
It's nice. Because they know Andrew's going to go on a bender.
Right. They're just
February 1st.
I feel like this is tactical. Like they're trying to get me to embarrass myself at work.
That's right. It's not that hard. It's
trying.
Trying. So speaking of not embarrassing, but Sean Payton is interviewing with Denver as we speak, maybe, because they're like an hour behind us. It's a power move by him, Kevin, making the Broncos fly to L.A. to interview for the job that they're going to hire him. Mickey Loomis is willing to work with any team and is willing to create a very flexible payment plan for any team that wants a slightly used Sean Payton. Thomas, play the clip of Loomis telling you what he expects for Sean Payton.
Look, the reason I'm being a little bit coy about this is that it's going to be different for every team because they have different picks and they have different things available to them. And it's complicated, you know, because, look, I have such, you know, great respect for him. He's a close friend of mine. Yeah, he's a great coach. You know, all those things. I want the best for him. You know, I do. We do collectively as an organization. I mean, he gave everything that he could possibly give to the New Orleans Saints and took us to heights that the organization, the team never achieved before. I absolutely want the best for him. But I also recognize that he's a valuable asset. You know, his contract is a valuable asset to our club, and it's our duty to maximize that. Between, you know, the quarterback of a team and the head coach, no one else impacts winning more than those two guys in any building. And so I know what he brings to the table, and I know that's really valuable, and it's our obligation to maximize that value if he chooses to coach again within that time frame where we have those rights.
Brandon Staley is still employed by the Chargers.
Yeah, I know.
Carolina has entered the chat.
Mickey Loomis is just so his way with words, man.
Yeah.
He is a sharp guy.
His politeness gives him an ability to say not very interesting things, and people are like, Mickey Loomis told us all kinds of easy. He's your buddy. He's chummy, and he never really says anything.
I don't know. I think I disagree.
Well, I mean, sometimes he says some interesting stuff, sometimes not. He was interesting. He was interesting in his press conference last week.
Making it rain.
Here's the thing, Kevin. Staley's some kind of way, he threw Lombardi under the bus, and he's going to get another year for the Chargers because they are a clown organization, and they're not signing Sean Payton. Thanks to everybody that's donating, by the way. The last chance to get yourself some Saints game
Tiger Saint and just came up with 10 gift subs.
Nice. Thank you, Tiger Saint.
Wow.
Bring in the heat.
It's just amazing. So here's my question to you. The Texans are a possibility. Apparently he killed the interview on the Zoom. I guess he just came through the computer and just like kissed Cal McNair in the mouth, maybe. But here's my question to you.
Oh, man,
Cal,
I mean, Zoom interviews, I don't know how well those go. If the Saints' hiring history is any indication.
They're like, nah, Doug Peterson, you won a Super Bowl. I go to Jacksonville. They probably talked to him for like 30 minutes. But here's my question to you, Kevin.
Yes.
Because you are our mock draft expert extraordinaire. You're running the mocks and this and that. So Florio, of course, has a direct line to Don Yee, Sean Payton's agent, and he just will just be a stenographer for Don Yee. And his latest post on Pro Football says, Sean Payton to Carolina, he brings the corpse of Tom Brady with him. So my question to you, Kevin, if I told you Carolina, they get Sean Payton, they get Tom Brady as he makes his tour around the NFC South, but the Saints get your dream package of draft picks. I don't know what it is. It's just the John Gruden 2 firsts, 2 seconds, maybe more. I don't know. It's your dream package of draft picks. Would you be okay with Sean Payton and Tom Brady in Carolina for your dream package of picks? No.
Hey,
no.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You're going to get us banned from Twitch. Calm down, Jesus. What is going on?
Sit down.
What?
Easy.
What is happening?
Easy.
My God, man. Easy. Easy.
So look. Allow me to use a quote from the TV show Archer. Stop. My penis can only get so erect. Listen, you give me Tom Brady looking like they sucked all the fat out of his skin to shove it in his ass now. You give me absolutely washed Tom Brady who can't handle his now ex-wife buying a giant mansion across the bay from him. You give me Tom Brady who is just going to glare at everybody who isn't where he somehow thinks they need to magically be at any given moment second. You give me that guy?
You'd be like, yes.
Quarterbacking for the Panthers? With no other... Christian McCaffrey ain't coming through that door, right?
That's right.
I don't care if Sean Payton is the head coach there. You give me my bevy of picks.
Here we go.
And you said dream scenario. So you give me my bevy of picks with what I'm going to do with them. I'm going to lay them all out, pretty little ducks in a row. And I'm going to barter.
I have a theory.
I am going to barter my way into an entire army that I am going to use to run the NFC South for the next decade.
I think I know. I think
as
I know what Kevin's draft strategy is. I think I know what it is. Hear me out, Ralph. He's gonna get all those picks. He's gonna trade down enough times. He has picks 1 through 32 in the 7th round for eternity.
For eternity.
So basically the Saints never pick in any round ever again, but they get the entire 7th round forever.
Forever.
Incorrect! Incorrect, Andrew. In fact, I ran a scenario moments ago. Well, moments being 10, 20 minutes. Where I traded it. Now, I'll have to run this with the Panthers to do it. Because I did this initially with the Cardinals. Where I got their first round pick, both of their thirds, their fourth round pick, and their second for next year, and in exchange, they got Peyton, our third, and our fourth. I then traded down again and again and again. Let me count up all the trades I made.
It's ridiculous.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
I think he had every pick between 40 and 100. I made ten trade downs oh my goodness.
Before the draft even started. And I wound up with, and now I'm going to count up the players I wound up with. I ended up not drafting 1 through 39. There was nothing to do with the Saints. Once 40 occurred, it was on like Donkey Kong.
Oh my
1, God. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 20.
Welcome to Uganda.
25 draft picks in this year alone.
Congratulations. You traded 25, a quarter for 25 pennies. Andrew, here's my question to you, though, because on its face, Sean Payton going to Carolina and getting the version of Brady we saw last night, a dude who he looks like a dude. He's just like, I don't want to get hit at all, right? I mean, the interception he threw in the red zone was just basically him saying, like, I don't want anybody touching me. But a normal person would be like, that's insane. Why would you want Brady in Carolina? But I think Sean Payton's ego, Andrew, is so big, he would be like, Joe Tepper, I will take your $125 million, give Loomis whatever he wants, give me 45-year-old Tom Brady, and I'll win this goddamn division. You watch. Like, he would be, his ego would be big enough to try it.
Oh, for sure. Well, I think, first of all, and I heard rumors that Leftwich was getting fired today, and now maybe he didn't get fired. Do you know if that's final or what happened there?
It's firing. A rumor, but it's not official.
Okay. Well, if he ends up getting canned, I just find that interesting. I mean, obviously Tampa's offense was really disappointing this year, but that they would put that out there so quickly after the game in such a reactionary way, I thought that was maybe an effort to keep Tom Brady. Maybe things weren't good between the two of them. I don't really know. But
Tampa went from first in explosive plays to 32.
Oh, that's crazy. In just a year, man. They got Julio. Like, if anything, they got better at receiver, you would think. But I think challenge just with all of, like, and I don't know. I don't know. Seriously.
I just think Sean Payton, his ego would be such, Kevin, that he's like, I'm going to run this division. It doesn't matter. And I think everybody's like, Sean Payton, he doesn't want to give up compensation. That makes it harder for him to win wherever he goes.
So here, wait, hold on. Like, if you look at Tom Brady, for example, he saw what Sean Payton was able to do with Drew Brees.
Yeah.
In the latter stage of his career. And he sees that tape and he sees his quarterback rating. For Tom Brady, it makes all the sense in the world because I feel like Sean Payton is his last shot.
That's right.
So he's like, he figured out how to maximize Drew Brees. I'm watching latter stage Drew throw this short pass here, throw this short pass there. Tom's thinking in his head, and I can make twice the throws that Drew's making on this tape. And look at his quarterback rating. Imagine what mine would be if I can make, 5% better throws down the field than what Drew was at the end of his career. So, like, for Tom Brady, it makes all the sense in the world. Peyton, it's like, well, it worked with Drew, latter stage.
Why wouldn't
Drew.
It work with Brady?
Why wouldn't it work with Tom?
But here's my question, though, Kevin, and I hear people on Twitter yelling at me. It's like, Sean Payton is going to fight the Saints over compensation. He's going to make sure the Saints get nothing and blah, blah, blah. But my thing is, isn't there just a possibility that there's a little bit of Payton that's like Shula, Belichick, Parcells? Those are the guys that have been traded for a first-round draft pick. Isn't there a little bit of him that's like, I want to be traded for the most compensation in NFL history, and I want to be the highest paid, and I want to be the highest paid coach in history, and the team gave up a crap ton of picks for me? I think, like, maybe there's a little bit of Payton that, like, he kind of wants that.
Or I'm sure that's a small part of what he's thinking. It's like, hey, if I can join those ranks and get that, great. If I can get to be have the most picks, great too. As long as they cut a check for me that is going to allow me to own my own Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville when I retire, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's fine. As long as the Saints get picks, plural, with a big damn S, picks.
On picks.
Go wherever. If you want to go to Carolina, go to Carolina. Work the Mid-Atlantic territory, brother. Go work the Mid-Atlantic territory.
Thomas, give us a donation update. We're rocking in donation. By the way, people, thank you so much for being awesome with the donations. We love it. We appreciate
so
the support,
Thomas. So many former MVPs fighting for that status of final season MVP. Tiger Saint gave us a bunch of bits. 300 here, 500 here. Cook Dog with 5 tier 1 gift subs. Tiger Saint again with 1,000 bits. And Tiger Saint with 2 tier 1 gift subs. Like, so much love, guys. We love you too.
We love it. Thank you. Can't say it enough. But back to Carolina. One last thing on Carolina is what if he goes to Carolina? Because I feel like there's just such a difference, Andrew, in the acceptable packages. Like, if he goes to Denver and they get number 31 and number 67 in a second next year, we'll be like, oh, you got three top 700 picks for a coach 99% of the time.
NFL teams fire their coach and you get nothing. Like, we get three top 100 picks. That's cool. Or if he goes to Texans, the Texans, and you get number 12 and a third next year, we'll be like, cool. I just feel like with Carolina, like, we got to deal with this jerk off twice a year for five years.
They got to pay the division tax.
What is an acceptable division tax? That's what I'm asking you. Like, what in your mind, like, if you see breaking news, Sean Payton is going to Carolina, the trade with the Saints is closed, and you're waiting for the Schefter tweet to come on through, what does that tweet need to be to make you happy / acceptable? Like, what does it have to be?
Podcast ads are the worst, right? Everyone hates them. You can get Saints Happy Hour ad-free by becoming a patron. That's right. Patrons get access to every show ad-free. No ads ever. You also get Breaking Saints News Podcast, Saints Player Grades, early access to shows, and behind-the-scenes access. Plus, you get access to our Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7 in private with other Saints Happy Hour listeners. And you get our world-famous booze bundle with four swag items. Amazing. So sign up and never have to suffer through another ad again. Go to saintshappyhour.com. That's saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
Look, best case scenario is that Sean Payton gets hired and he's out in 3 years because he sucks, or maybe even two, right? Like, that's best case scenario. I think we all are going to guess that if he goes to Carolina, he'll probably have some success, and that's not what's going to happen. And, you know, he might hover around 500 his first year because the team is not that good, maybe 8-9, 9-8. And then by year two, he's winning the division and he's in the playoffs. And then by, like, basically, I think the best case scenario is that he has like five mediocre years.
No, I was talking about the package, the package of picks.
No, but I'm just saying, like, so I'm prepping this for, like, you have to prepare yourself for most likely Sean being there 5 years and realistically going from like 8-9 to 12-5, maybe back to 8-9 in a 5 year cycle. Like, that's the best case scenario, I think, how this plays out if Sean goes there. So you have to ask. So really what you're asking me is, I got to stomach over the next 5 years, at least two Carolina Panthers titles, and they're kind of meddling for wild card for the other years. Like, you have to give me a lot, way more than a first round pick to tolerate that. That's a team we're potentially losing to twice a year if we don't have the players to compete. So I think you start with two firsts. If you get two firsts, then
with Marcus?
Well, no, not. Yeah, you can't package them together and get a defensive end from San Antonio. That would be bad. But I think you get two firsts minimum. And then from there, I would want 2 seconds, maybe. Two firsts, 2 seconds, like, that makes me think about it.
All right. I sent Tomas the graphic from the PFF mock draft that has all of Carolina's picks and all of the Saints' picks for this year and the next 2 years. So in the top 100, the Panthers have four picks in the top 100. They have the 9th overall, 39th, 60th, and the 92nd. The Saints, meanwhile, have two in the top 100, 40 and 71. If the Panthers want Sean Payton, we need that 9th overall pick. Plus, and I'm talking, at least, I'm bouncing around here. We need that 9th overall pick. We need that second round pick of theirs for 2024. So that way we've got all 7 rounds covered for 2024. I'm also thinking of the future. And I would honestly look at any of those four in the first 100. And I would consider throwing in, for the Saints, I would consider throwing in, like, pick 71 or pick 40 for us in order to get more from the Panthers. I know that makes it sound like, well, why are we giving them anything? Why are we giving them anything? We need to extract what we can from them while giving them something. Yes, we're giving them Sean Payton.
Well,
Payton,
and you got to get Mickey.
I forgot about the 9th pick. I'm changing.
I know what you're doing. I know what
first
you're doing.
First turn
enough. No. I know what Kevin's doing here. You're trying to get Mickey Loomis his trade up fix during the Sean Payton deal so he doesn't do it on draft day. That's what you're trying to do. I see through you, Held.
Setting factors.
It, So, Tomas, if you want to run that GIF of that guy pointing at his head.
That's right.
You know that. If you want to run that, that's fine by me.
Just not
I just think the Carolina, if he goes to Carolina, it's a legacy-defining moment for Mickey Loomis and the Saints, Andrew, in that you have to make it painful for Carolina. And, like, to me, that package better take my breath away and be like, whoo. And I want people.
Does two firsts do that for you? Understanding that the first is a ninth overall pick. Ooh, it's a top 10.
I need more. I need more than two firsts.
Okay. Even though one of those firsts is ninth.
I need more.
Here's the deal. All four of their top 100 picks in this coming draft and round two, and in exchange, they get Peyton plus our 40 and our 71.
No, they can have 71. That's it. Fuck them.
So, right. But what I'm saying is,
solve your problems with aggression.
That's right. They wouldn't take that unless it was 40 and 71. You would walk away from that.
Listen, I'm going to channel Al Davis. People should go to YouTube and just type in Al Davis Gruden trade. And I guess he was doing a press conference after they traded Gruden. And it was like 10 minutes, and he walked you through it. And basically, Tampa kept calling Al Davis and being like, we want Gruden. And they kept trying to negotiate with him. And he was like, I'm not negotiating with you jerk-offs. This is what I want. And they kept calling him back. He's like, no, no, no. And finally, they had it lined up with Mariucci. It was going to be the Tampa coach. Tampa called him one final time and was like, listen, Al, if we do this and give you $8 million instead of something else, he didn't get into what it was, will you do the deal? And Al Davis is like, fine, I'll do it. But Al Davis, like, that old man, he didn't bend an inch over Gruden. That's what the Saints need to do with Carolina. Like, don't bend an inch. Because you know what, Kevin? I'm kind of fine with getting nothing over getting something mediocre for Sean Payton and have to deal with him twice a year. Any other team, you got to take what you can take. Carolina, I'm inflexible and I'm willing to take nothing.
So let's say Sean Payton, let's say they give us a deal we quote unquote don't like. And Loomis, you know, for whatever damn reason, can't make it work with Denver or Dallas, or let's say they fire the guy in San Diego or even Indianapolis. Let's say the owner there finally realizes, wait, I hired a goddamn high school coach to coach my team. Let's say he gets rid of Jeff Saturday and they can't make any deals with them. Sean Payton then sits out the rest of this year, stays on Fox Sports making money. Free agent at the end of 2023-24, and then goes to Carolina.
Yeah.
Now you got him twice a year for the next 5 years, and we didn't get shit for it.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Because here's the thing. You could see the Carolina. Look, all I know about NFL owners is that it's a big dick swinging contest.
It is.
With checkbooks. You're going to tell me that the Carolina owner, if he was rebuffed from the Saints, wouldn't want to try and make another play at Peyton, knowing that the Saints couldn't say jack shit about it. And Peyton might say, well, hey, man, they're going to offer me a ton of money, and I don't have to worry about losing picks for any of this. He may want to go there just to stick it back to the Saints.
That's a good point. I'm just saying, man, final thing, then we'll get on to the next topic because the Saints have a lot of coaching staff news. Final question. Bare minimum, Loomis must get or you're mad. For me, full Gruden. Anything less than full Gruden, I'm going to be.
From who?
From Carolina. Carolina, full Gruden, or I'm going to be.
I would say I would be okay with two firsts. Be okay with two firsts.
With Davenport.
Right, but I mean, I would need the ninth. I mean, look, if they want to offer the ninth and the first rounder for next year, I mean, I'll listen. I'll listen. That doesn't mean I'm going to sign off on it. It's in the division. It's in the division. That's the thing.
I'm stunned that I am the inflexible one over draft picks to Carolina. I didn't see that. I didn't see that curveball coming. So listen, Pete Carmichael still has a job he doesn't even want, Kevin. Why have the Saints not freed this man from despair of a job that's slowly killing him?
Well, they need to sit down. They need to analyze. They need to review tape. They need to pontificate. They need to consult with the College of Cardinals. They need to light some colored paper or rice. You know, check the smokestack. They got a passenger pigeon coming in. They got a Pony Express rider who's due any day now with some updates on stuff. But again, they just got to analyze some things and look at stuff. I don't know what else Mickey Loomis or Deer in Headlights Dennis Allen need to look at. The news was the Bucks were going to fire Byron Leftwich.
Fired him out of the cannon in the pirate ship last night.
The game ended.
That's right.
They jettisoned the Chargers OC, which with our luck, come on back, Joe Lombardi.
Oh my God. No, don't you, dare.
And now you two pricks can sit here and be miserable for 2023-24 like the rest of us were. All right, we got to give them time, guys. We got to give them time to figure out. They're sorting it out.
Hell, if they hire Lombardi, I blame you. They switch out one Sean Payton karaoke singer for another, I blame you. I blame you for that.
That is the worst joke I've ever heard.
But Andrew, one thing in the Saints' defense about the offensive coordinator position, and I don't think we don't think about this, is when you bring in a new offensive coordinator, if they move on from Pete, the new offensive coordinator, he's going to want say of who he brings along, right? He may say, I want my wide receiver guy. I want my O-line guy. That makes it complicated because the Saints have a staff that they really like, Cody Burns at wide receiver. Doug Marrone did okay at offense. I think we all agree he did a really good job at offensive line. That part
Ronald
isn't the
Curry's
issue.
Curry's been part good of in the team for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's part of it. But also, too, that interview process for Dennis Allen's got to be difficult. It's like the potential offensive coordinator is like, hey, Dennis, who's going to be the quarterback? And Dennis Allen's like, you'll know what I know, buddy. It's a hard sell.
Well, I was thinking of running it back with Andy Dalton.
Where are you going? it's a challenging process for Dennis Allen. I'm not saying they should keep Pete Carmichael. I'm just saying it's complicated, and Dennis Allen, even though me and you are painted as Dennis Allen apologists and defenders, I'll say this: like Dennis Allen, he gets one shot at fixing this offense. He botches
this.
Don't
you agree? Hang on, I tweeted you, but I'm getting you on record here on Twitch and on the audio. So you agree that Dennis Allen has one more year here to right the ship and make things okay. If not, he's out on his ass.
That's right. And he's got it.
Got him on record, folks. Tomas, timestamp. I want the timestamp. I want this played.
Hey, Tomas,
every week.
Check the timestamp on this.
I want this played every week in the off season reminder. Wow. And then during the regular season, if he gets rowdy, we're going to play that too. Juge, you want to step in and weigh in on this too? You want to get on record here too?
Whoa. But that's my point, Andrew. If he's timestamping me, saying that Dennis Allen only has a year, how do you sell that to offensive coordinators where your seat is so hot it's melting? How do you get a good offensive coordinator in that situation?
You got to find a guy that wants a job. You got to take a chance on a younger guy that you believe in that is a risk. It's like when McVay was hired. Look, that ends up being a home run, or like when Sean Payton was hired. Back when no one knew who he was, mm-hmm. Those were risks at the time. You don't know how that's going to go, but yeah, I mean, to your point, Ralph, I don't think you get like the proven
veteran guy that's kind of like everyone wants him. Like, whatever the Sean Payton version of offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator or assistants beneath him, whoever that guy is, they're probably not getting that.
Kevin, I just worry they're going to get like a reach. They're going to get like Norv Turner's kid, Scott Turner, or they're going to get like...
I'd rather Scott Norton running the offense.
I'm trying to think of like Fritz.
No, Scott Norton, a former...
Fritz Shermer.
I was kidding.
The drunk guy from Tennessee who got ripped on the plane ride home.
How did you feel about my Mark Brunell idea? I think they should bring Mark Brunell. Brunell was in Detroit this year. The quarterback's coach of the Lions.
Goff. I like that.
Obviously, you know, Goff had a great year, best of his career, and the Lions offensive coordinator has decided he's going to stay, but he was getting a lot of looks competing with Sean Payton for some of these jobs. And but the guy that no one really talks about is Mark Brunell, who was kind of like a mentor to Goff and, you know, really helped. So I don't know. Like, I really kind of like him as a OC prospect. He's never called plays before, but as we know, familiar with the building. He won a Super Bowl with the Saints. He was Drew's backup in 2009. And he was a Pro Bowl quarterback in his own right. In Jacksonville, he made it to the AFC Championship, and he's had a lot of success as a quarterback.
Well, you know me. That's one thing that I'm really paying attention to, because I feel like a guy that hasn't called plays, that's a huge risk for Dennis Allen. And I worry that you hire Joe Blow, who hadn't called plays, and he got McVay coffee a bunch of times, like, he's not going to be able to handle it. At least with Brunell, he played quarterback in the NFL. He understands how to run a game. So I would be less worried about that. But final thing, and then we're going to get on. Kevin, if they don't have a new offensive coordinator, or if they don't make a decision, well, let's just, because keeping Pete Carmichael is an entirely different discussion. But let's say they announced this week that they're moving on from Pete Carmichael.
Yes. Right?
How many days or weeks do you give them before you're like, Jesus Christ, guys, I see all these other teams hiring coordinators, hiring coaches. When are you going to get your shit together? Like, how long do they have to hire someone before you get kind of nervous?
Assuming they part ways with Pete
Carmichael. Assuming like they part ways with Carmichael this week, like, how long do you give them before you're like, dude, you better hire somebody?
The timetable I look at is, I don't look at it in terms of weeks. I look at it in terms of openings. Like, how many other teams are making hires before you?
That's good. Yeah.
Like if three or four teams name an offensive coordinator before you, and they're not just in-house bump-ups, you know, oh, this guy was the O-line coach, so we just bumped him up to OC, or oh, this guy was the wide receivers coach or something, and we bumped him up. If there's three or four teams that make hires from outside the building, I would absolutely be pissed about the Saints.
I'm stunned that we've gotten this far into this podcast and Kevin hasn't asked us yet about if it's possible to liquidate your coaching assets, your assistants
for
draft picks.
Well,
yeah. You could have ended that sentence, liquidate your assistant head coach right there, and period. And I would have been fine with that.
Don't replace them. Just liquidate.
Just liquidate them. So, final thing. Andrew, not final thing, but the Atlanta, their idea, their plan to be good continues to be to just steal Saints employees. The latest is the Falcons. They want to interview Saints co-defensive coordinator Ryan Nielsen for the same position in Atlanta. Does Terry Fontenot, does he have any original ideas? He's got Ryan Pace. I mean,
it's very Dennis
it's annoying.
Allen of him.
Very.
Just hire what he knows, yeah.
It's annoying.
The Falcons clearly feel like they need to to emulate what the Saints do by poaching their people to have any kind of success. If they're going to have any chance of turning things around, they have to have more Saints in their building. So I get it. I get it. You know, look, it's probably their only hope at this point. So, yeah, I mean, look, it is weird to have Fontenot over there. And, like, if Nielsen gets that job, you would – I'm a little nervous about Sean Payton and or any of these other guys that would move on, because I just feel like they would try to poach a lot of the existing people that are on the Saints staff.
Well, it's just – it becomes a lot to worry about, Kevin, right? Yeah. It's like, well, we're talking about OC, but if you – have to hire a new OC, and then you have to hire a new defensive line coach and a secondary coach, and the new OC guy wants a new O-line coach. Like, it's a lot to do, and I feel like Dennis Allen, like, there's too many balls in the air for that man. I get, you know?
Wait a second. Wait a second. Hang on a second. Tomas, we may need another timestamp check on this. What? Are you?
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
Are you offering negative possibilities? Are you putting out negative vibrations toward Dennis Babineau Allen in this critical juncture? Are you possibly tiptoeing around a hint of a negative word toward,
like,
Dennis
small
Allen?
Baby,
I'm just saying, man.
Dennis Allen's middle name is James, by the way. Babineau is Samsonite. You were way off.
Dennis Babineau Blanco Allen.
Dennis the Menace.
I just, like, it's a lot to do. Like, and that man, and he's got to find a quarterback. Like, it's a lot to do, Kevin. I just worry that it's too much.
Yeah, it is.
It's
almost like, wow, this is what you sign up for as a head football coach. And if you aren't up to the challenge, bye.
We're gonna trade those.
You can load up that briefcase and sashay your way on out of here, and that's fine. That's okay.
Trade the Carolina picks back to them for Sean Payton.
Octoberist just let me know that Dennis Allen was born in Atlanta. Yes, so is Kamara.
Yeah. So here's another thing that. Well, before we get to that, I want to remind people. They can sub for free on Prime every month. It's not just a one-time thing. You can do it every month. Support the show. Thomas, give us a donation update. It is rolling. We are so humbled by people just loving the show so much. It really means the world to us. Where are we with the final MVP?
Thanks to CookDuck for 2,000 bits, a new donation, and the MVP update. Tiger Saint is still in the lead. 6,800 bits, and CookDuck is right behind him, 4,500 bits.
So this was my favorite part of the Mickey Loomis press conference last week. Mickey Loomis, he couldn't be more dismissive of rebuilding if he was holding a sign up that said rebuilds are for cowards. Thomas, play that sound.
Well, not that sound.
I don't know, maybe. I don't think we're there by any stretch of the imagination. We have a really good defense with a lot of young core players on defense. You know, we have some really good offensive players, and yeah, we got holes. We do. But I don't think we're anywhere close to that in my mind. Yeah, I think that's an easy thing to say. I mean, you accumulate talent over a number of years. It's not like, look, I wish every year we had a draft like 2017 where, you know, you're getting five or six really, really good starting players. But that's more unusual. I'm not sure I'm answering your question, but now's not the time for us to – we don't have any plans on blowing things up.
Is he right, Andrew? Should they not have any plans to blow it up?
I mean, they got to fix the cap. I think there could be an argument for blowing that up a little bit, or at least making it more manageable. But I agree with him. I think talent is let's say if you did blow it up and you got rid of all these players, like, you're not going to fix it in 1 year. It's going to take you, like you said, it takes 5 years to accumulate talent to get to a point where maybe you can win a Super Bowl. So
like, why not take the scenic route there? You know what I'm saying? And I think the case for blowing it up is actually in hopes that you get franchise quarterback. And the likelihood of you getting that is maybe higher if you pick in the top five.
And this is my question. We circle back to where we were at the beginning. Kevin, time is a flat circle, right? How important is the Sean Payton trade package to the success of the 2023 Saints? Like, how badly do they need it to succeed in 2023?
Depending on where, okay.
Well, if you're just talking 2023, you would want the Panthers.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if Sean Payton goes back to Fox and they get nothing for him, does that screw them in a way in 2023 that is devastating?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I mean, if they can't work out some kind of deal and Payton goes back to Fox and the Saints get nothing, and especially if the minute that the following season ends, if he gets signed to somebody else, that's absolutely a big kick in the dick for the organization.
Well, he's got two more years left. So it would says, the Saints would still get something, just maybe not as nice a package as they'll get.
Wait, he has the following year too?
Yeah, like he's not a free agent until 2025. So he's got to wait two more years. Yeah.
Well, hearing it from you is different than just randomly reading it from some fool on Twitter. I tell you what.
I have a blue check mark, damn it.
I still feel bad if they can't work out some kind of deal now, because like you said, they will likely get less the following year. So yeah, I guess I just won't scream as much.
Well, Andrew, I just feel like they need a first round pick and probably something else. And they need to nail those picks because they're still $38 million over the cap. Like, it's a hard slog this offseason. And with less draft capital, I just think it's not impossible. It's not impossible, right? They did
well,
it.
Well, I just look at the NFC South. Yeah, it's just hard. And I look at the NFC South, and you've got four teams that aren't very good. But you have two of them that are picking in the top 10, in Atlanta and Carolina. So I feel like at minimum, the Saints have to have a first-round pick to kind of hold water in the draft, because they're not going to get better than those teams in free agency with the limited resources they have. So I think getting a first-round pick is pretty critical, honestly, to being successful this year.
Yeah, because we didn't play the soundbite, but Mickey Loomis did mention it. He said his words were, we want to get the cap kind of back to the middle, which is kind of like the middle of the league, I guess, where they're not having all this dead money. So that means like they're not going to be players in free agency, really.
Right.
So the draft is like it's their avenue to get good.
Correct. So almost like the more guys that this team can get and sign for rookie contracts, the better it would be in the long run fiscally for the franchise. Mm. Hi, my name is Trey Down. Nice to meet you.
Thomas.
Accumulate.
So, Thomas, it's time to wrap up the MVPs, announce the season winner, and do the entire recap. But give us before we do that, I need to update as to where we are right now. For the final MVP
MVP
of the year. Yes, I need.
Okay,
I need an
update. So a couple of big donations before that. Cook Duke with 3,000 bits, and Saints Rabbit joined the race, but came up a bit short, 5,000 bits, and the final winner of this show is Cook Duke with 7,500 bits. Oh, Saints Rabbit of the finish, maybe 5,000 bits again.
Wow.
Damn, guys, you have time.
I think you gotta give it to him.
We love you guys. You're the best.
Guys, you have time until we finish with the graphics, with the That's season right. graphics.
So this is the season recap of the weekly MVPs, right, Thomas?
Yes, sir.
Saints Rabbit in week 13 must have been on a bender.
He just, I mean.
That was the week everybody just went bananas and just started right. going back and forth. Like, that was the big dick contest right there.
I mean, it was. But this is amazing, you guys.
I like Mexi Houdat in week one really got in on the ground level there.
Yeah, you got in the ground, off in the ground floor. Yeah. It's like investing.
Yeah, there was three MVPs with 500 bits at the beginning of the season.
It's like investing in Facebook when it's like $1 a share. He knows where it's at. But this is amazing that, like, as the season went along, people got more into it and more excited about it. I think Thomas's graphic of the cup with stuff in the cup really was like gasoline on the fire. But yeah, I mean, this is just who got the most MVPs. It was fun. It was fun. It was the people who were in the chat. And if you listen to the show and you listen to the audio only version, it's a reminder, like, we're having fun on the live stream. Like, Thomas is working his butt off doing the graphics. Like, you should take the time and enjoy it and join us. And it's fun. Thomas, tell the people who got the most MVPs for the season.
I just switched the graphic. I thought you wanted to.
Well, no, you I'm coughing up a fit. You announced it for the audio only people.
Okay, so Cook Duke four times. Saints Rabbit got three MVPs. Tiger Saint three MVPs. Budridge two MVPs. Hatchet John two MVPs. Jason Champagne once. My Bagger and Mexi Houdat also once.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
So now we're going to do the season MVP drawing.
And I guess I'm going to add another Saints Rabbit to the list because he won nothing from Cook Duke.
We paid thousands of dollars for this wheel. Thousands of dollars. This graphic wheel.
We had to get the best design.
The best. Only the best.
Okay, so let's decide, guys, who won.
And Mexi Houdat's asking, how do you become the MVP again? It's simply whoever donates the most bits on any one given show.
During the show, yeah. And during the T1 sub is equal to 500 bits also. So I count also the subscriptions.
Does Poland only have four colors? Like, are only four colors allowed? Like, do we not have any mauve or...
No, we have two, but this is the premium version, man. This is the premium version.
Touche.
That's all we got, man. I feel like Pat Sajak now at the wheel. Spin the wheel!
The next color package was 1,000 more, Kevin. That was beyond our
right. minutes. If you want
to visit,
see Fuchsia,
save that money for Polish sausage.
If you want to see Fuchsia, donate more, and next year we'll have a more vibrant rainbow of colors in the wheel.
Thomas, what happened to the other intro, by the way?
What intro?
Kicker?
Man, I thought we wanted to keep it a secret. I thought we wanted to, you know, cook the Greg Williams
build the
one
suspense.
All right.
So
don't fire up all our assets at the same time.
Yeah,
you know?
I got nothing.
We got a long off season ahead of us, Andrew.
So we do.
So yeah, you want a new intro every week?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. I want to keep going. New guy every week.
We're gonna run out of people on Cameo, you know, until the end of the season.
We're gonna be asking like Danny DeVito, like.
Oh, I would love Danny DeVito. He'd be eating a Jersey Mike sub during the
okay, guys, Christina Aguilera.
So maybe let's try and see who wins the two tickets to a Saints game, right, guys?
That's right.
So this is for two tickets to Saints game.
Yeah.
Now, how long is this wheel going to spin for?
Eternity.
I hope it spins the rest of the show.
Oh, man, it was almost Saints Rabbit, but Tiger Saint, you are the winner of two tickets to a Saints game. I guess message Rob for the details.
Yeah, well, you got to wait for the schedule, obviously, to come out, and then we'll get you hooked up.
Yeah. And now we are going to see who wins a T-shirt. We have two of these to give, right?
That's right.
So this is a list of people who donated at least once during the season, and I got the notification on Twitch. So it's obviously a bit bigger than the last one.
I'm enjoying spinning the wheel. I didn't think I would enjoy it this much.
Like spinning the wheel in complete silence.
I know. I think we should just do a show where like we just
golf shark
give away random things.
Golf Shark JT is the winner of the first t-shirt.
And there the you go. One. Congratulations.
If it enters that, it's not rigged, guys.
We just give away stuff. Rigged. I got some Boys Are Back cups that we could give away.
Jason Champagne.
Jason, yeah. I'm glad Jason Champagne went because he's really active in the Discord. He's really active. He's always on the live stream. I'm glad Jason won. I know we're not supposed to play favorites or whatever. I'm glad, Jason. That's good.
Hashtag not rigged, guys.
That's not rigged. It wasn't rigged at all. No. We don't
want to. That was a much more sincere and honest competition than our predictions every week.
Yeah. Like, it's fun. It's fine. So.
What do you mean, Andrew?
Oh, nothing.
But thanks. Thanks to everybody.
Did you buy the ingredients already?
No, Andrew? I need to. I can't do it until February.
Yes, right. Drinking. You can't. But thanks to everybody for participating in the MVP contest. And it's just a way to support the show. And we appreciate you guys. It's been tremendous. It helps us raise a bunch of money. Allows us to keep doing what we're doing. And we appreciate it from the bottom of our heart because, you know, it's your money and you could spend it anywhere and you're spending it with us. We appreciate it. So Kevin, it's time for the hot take of the week.
Yes, it is. And I will pull that up. All right. Are we going to launch the graphic? There we go. It is time for this week's hottest take of the week on the hotline, sponsored by JLD, Hot Sauce and Knives. If you want award-winning hot sauces like Buchalokia or Reaper Madness Special Reserve, go to www.jldsharpsauce.com. They also have incredible jellies like palm and pepper, and an incredible selection of handmade knives for cooking, hunting, and outdoor needs. Go check out the Zombie Killer Quarter and Cleaver, and tell me it's not the best damn quarter and cleaver you ever saw in your entire life. Jerry Embler, Jerry, is a tremendous supporter of Saints Happy Hour. So we are asking you to support the people who support Saints Happy Hour. Go to www.jldsharpsauce.com to get the best hot sauces and knives at the best prices anywhere. Use promo code Saints Happy Hour and get 10% off. That is www.jldsharpsauce.com, promo code Saints Happy Hour.
So we don't have a hotline this week.
Damn it!
It's not on hiatus. It's going to be hiatus. We just got to think of a topic to give people, and they can call in off-season. You know, unless the Saints do some news. If they keep Pete Carmichael, I'm sure it'll be drunk and angry next week. We'll be fine. So we don't have a hotline for this week, but I have a hot take for this week. And the nerds and analytics and draft Twitter take that draft picks are more valuable than great coaches is ridiculous. Great coaches are more valuable than draft picks. These idiots are like, why would we pay for Sean Payton when we can get a Jason Gannon for free from Philadelphia or D'Amico Ryans. Like, Sean Payton has 50.
We just lose Ralph.
Tomas, I'm going to need you to screenshot that picture of Ralph there.
Damn.
And I'm going to need that to be sent to Dave so we can put that on a t-shirt.
That is incredible.
We're going to need that. We're going to need that on a t-shirt.
What is that?
That is.
What happened?
You tell us, man. You tell
us. You started saying something and your face froze. Like,
when did it freeze?
When you started saying 50, I'm presuming 50 million?
No.
50 Shades of Grey, man.
No. What I was going to say is the nerds.
Too late. It's over.
The nerds telling me on Twitter that draft picks are more valuable than great coaches is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And
They're like, I can get a Jason Gannon for free. I can get a D'Amico Ryan for free. Why would I pay? I'll give you a third round pick for Sean Payton. You know what it is, Andrew? All these loser organizations, all of them, they've never experienced a great coach. It's like a person who they get around the country by a horse and buggy, ride a bus, and they're
so
like,
worried about a car.
Why would I worry about a car? Why would I want to fly first class? That's dumb. Like, I'll just hitchhike. No, dude. Elite coaching is worth a first round pick. I'm sorry. Like, if you told me what the Saints got for Sean Payton, like if you told me at the beginning of it, how much would you pay for 15 years of this, a Super Bowl, all this winning? I would have paid almost anything for it. Like, it's ridiculous. And I know, Kevin, I want to talk to you because you are a pearl clutching draft pick hoarder. Do you believe, like the nerds, that an elite coach is not worth draft picks?
I respectfully disagree with those bean counters, and they can all kiss my hairy white Irish ass, to steal a line from crap. Now I can't think of his name. Dennis. You know who I'm talking about. The referee. The ref?
I got nothing.
Yeah, Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary! God!
There you go.
Yeah, sorry.
By the way, Thomas, if I'm still on IR next week, somebody else needs to do the hot take of the week. Jesus Christ, I'm dying.
Maybe I'm going on the pup list. I'm getting a brain tumor or something. Good Lord.
I mean, look, a great coach, I've said this before. I think the single person that can affect the game the most is obviously a superstar quarterback. I think that is the mm-hmm. way that you can win the most consistently in the league. If you don't have that, I believe the next thing is an elite coach. I think that's more impactful than an elite pass rusher, than an elite cover guy, than an elite receiver. If you have an elite coach, preferably an offensive play calling head coach that's also good at all the other stuff like Sean Payton was or like Andy Reid is, have a guy like that. That is, after having an elite quarterback, the next best thing.
And I was DMing with Texas people. I was like, listen, also, like, Sean Payton makes you relevant for at least a couple of years. Maybe he doesn't win and he become irrelevant again. But, like, you'll be relevant in a way the Texans have never been because Sean Payton is...
Coverage-wise?
Yeah, like, media coverage-wise. Like, it makes you... He's the coach, the Dan Patricks and the Scott Van Pelts and all those people. He's the coach they want. He's the coach that they talk about on First Take. You know, he's the opinion that they matter. Like, when you hire some no-name assistant, no one cares. And that's part of the reason I think is a big chunk of Dennis Allen. Like, it's not a big chunk, but a percentage of it is like, Dennis Allen is boring. Like, he's boring. He's a boring, he's lame, and he's not Sean Payton. And Sean Payton was cool, and he was on, he got us media coverage. And whenever he said something or tweeted something, it put the Saints in the news cycle. And that was freaking fun. Not as fun as winning, but it was pretty cool that, like, the number one coach, the number one media star of all the coaches in the NFL was freaking Sean Payton. And anyway, the nerds, they're wrong. They're wrong. And I hope that he goes to Carolina and the Saints get a ridiculous package, and the nerds have an aneurysm. That's what I want. That's what I want. Thanks to JLD Sharp Sauce. JLDSharpSauce.com. Go there. Thomas, play Take Us to the Top so I can give the people finger guns before my internet freezes again. By the way, my wife, Dolphin fan, she flew into a rage during the Dolphin playoff game. She got the Dan Marino jersey out at halftime. She was fired up. They were winning. I was tied or whatever.
I thought she stopped caring about the Dolphins, man.
She stopped caring, but she was back on the bandwagon. Like, she was locked in. She was back in. She went into a rage in the second half. Mike McDaniel couldn't get the play in on time. He was really struggling. She said he looked like a 70-year-old at the Cheesecake Factory. They couldn't understand the menu.
By the menu.
They were overwhelmed. And he was vaping on the sideline. That didn't go over well in the Marlboro house. Didn't go over well. So, Thomas,
like he looks like the kind of dude that would have analysis paralysis.
He does. He does. He's Dennis Allen with cool sunglasses is what he is. That's what he is. I'm sorry. I said it. Thomas, what you got for us?
Okay, as Kevin left somehow. I don't know why. Okay, question.
His screen froze. Hopefully he's coming back.
Okay, first question from Who Dat? He asks a pretty long one. Am I a bad Saints fan for hoping Peyton isn't successful elsewhere? Sorry, no matter where he lands. I appreciate everything he did for the Saints, but he chose to leave while under contract and try to beat us going forward.
No,
I don't think you're beholden to rooting for a guy's success once he leaves the organization.
Listen,
you can, like, I think most LSU fans should continue to root for Joe Burrow as a Cincinnati Bengal. But like, if you were like, yeah, I love Joe Burrow for what he did at LSU and that was great, but he's not on LSU anymore, so I don't really care about him. Like, I would be fine with that. So, and Burrow's probably the prime example of who you should love. So Peyton won us a Super Bowl, but especially if he's at Carolina, I want him to fail miserably. Are you kidding me? The AFC, I care less. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I'd want him to fail miserably, but it doesn't make you a bad Saints fan if you.
I mean,
don't want
him. Yeah. If the Saints got like the 12th pick from the Texans and like a 2024 second rounder, and Sean Payton bombed, and we could say we fleeced the Texans, like that would be amazing. Like, I'm not gonna lie. And like, here's the thing, man. It's like one time there was like a split second for like a girl that I used to date. I thought she was somebody, they announced an arrest, and I thought that like she was the person that got arrested, and she dumped me. So I felt pretty good about it. Like, it ended up not being her, but like there was a split second I was like, good, you dumped me and now you got arrested. Like, it feels good. Like, he wanted to leave the Saints. Like he left us.
Did she get arrested for dumping you?
No, it was just somebody with a similar name, and I thought for like a split second when I heard it on the news, I was like, oh, and then it wasn't. But like, I wanted, like, he dumped us. Screw him.
What was the crime you thought she was arrested of for a split second?
It was pretty hideous. It was like a DWI. It was bad.
It was bad, and yet.
But I was still inside, like.
Inside yourself, you were like, yes.
Yes. I was like, but it. So yeah, like, he dumped us. He dumped us. Fuck him. I'm just saying. All right, Thomas. Thomas.
Next question.
Okay, next question. Next question from Le Badrich.
Badrich, are you reading that tape? We'll be doing the spaces again eventually. And
he needs
to be eating the tape.
Hey, Budrich, what's the question?
He asks, who would you rather replace with a pick from the Peyton trade? Pete, Tomas, Davenport, or Onyemata?
How far have we come that Ruiz and Troutman
aren't on the list?
Are not on this list.
Wow.
Crazy, man.
It's Frank.
No, Adam Troutman.
Davenport.
I'm not a That's big my fish answer. Guy.
Pete, not even a question. Not even a Pete. You gotta fix that offensive line, man. You gotta fix that offensive line. That
not
offensive
line. Davenport?
I mean, I feel like they had almost 50 sacks this year, though. Like, and Davenport got him half a sack. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like offensive line, like, they got to get better and they got to figure out a way to get healthy. And like, it starts with like getting Pete the hell out of here.
Let's drop another Trevor Penning.
I just still feel like this team wins with defense, and low key, like, I would pick Onyemata. If you give me a young rookie DT that just dominates,
I'm going to make a free agent prediction, and you know, nothing is worse than my free agent contract predictions. I am terrible at it.
Like Jeff Duncan's reporting.
Yeah, it's just, it's horrible. But I'm going to tell you this. Onyemata, he didn't have a market 3 years ago when he was coming off a really good season. And the Saints were like, oh my God, nobody wants you? Sure, you can come back for 3 years, $27 million. I don't think Onyemata is going to have that much of a market and he's going to come back. That's my prediction. Like, I just think, I just think teams don't, they don't value Onyemata because he doesn't really get that much pass rush and he's inconsistent. It's my prediction. So he's probably going to sign a four, he's probably signed a, he'll sign a 4 year, $50 million deal with Atlanta.
Yeah. Next question.
Okay. Next question. Next question from Saints Rabbit. He asks, how much joy do you all take in Eli Apple's failures on the field despite Cincinnati's success? And bonus question, does Cincy's success make the Houdet more annoying or does it not bother you all at all?
Houdet definitely bothers me because they claim that it happened before Houdat. I don't know which one's true, if I'm being honest. But it annoys me that they claim it as being... I don't think they had it before us. But either way, like, their chant is the exact same.
Yeah. I'm in a weird place with Cincinnati because I'm a reverse bandwagon fan. Cincinnati was my side team, like, my whole life. Like, Icky Woods, Marvin Lewis, like... I've suffered through all of it. Like, and not that it was like living and dying Cincinnati, but I watched all their games and they were my AFC team. And then they played the Saints this year and I got fed up with the LS. I'm a Saints fan, except when they play Joe Burrow. And I find those people disgusting and I don't want to be associated with them. So I broke up with Cincinnati and I'm done with them. So like, I have this weird thing of like, I used to really like Cincinnati and now I hate them.
Interesting.
I want nothing but the worst for them.
You don't like Burrow?
No. I'm done with him.
Solve your problems with aggression.
I want Cincinnati to lose in the playoffs.
Well, Eli Apple's failures, getting back to the question, are incredible.
Yeah.
It's amazing that he's like, he's so bad, and yet somehow they find a way to win despite him. Almost makes it more hilarious.
It is. But here's the thing, kids. Don't go at his mom on Twitter. She will roast you. She will roast you. Just saying.
Next question.
Okay, final question of the show. It's an amazing show.
It is.
Belongs to Ambush. And he asks, who has worse luck with doctors? The Saints or Kevin?
Wow. Wow.
Do we just let that breathe for a minute?
Yeah.
Do we even answer it? Do we just leave it alone? I don't know if you want to mess with art, Ralph. You don't go painting a mustache on the Mona Lisa.
Mm-mm.
No?
No. I'm like Vince Scully. I'm Vince Scully. I'm just going to step back.
This is the correct answer, guys.
You want to weigh in, Kevin?
Yeah, it's awesome. A beautiful day to make fun of Kevin's love life.
I mean, it's a day that ends in Y, right?
Kevin, the ladies' man.
Yeah, the ladies' man.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Do we have a Kevin love update?
Do we? Yeah. It's a great segue.
Yeah, like, I'm still... talking and hanging out with the redhead lady, the red-haired lady from Illinois.
Be a nurse.
That's going pretty well. And
she's a nurse?
No, she is not a nurse.
In the medical field?
No, she is not a nurse. She's not in the medical field. She basically runs logistics and makes sure that bulk supplies and orders go to a bunch of different type of stores around the country, like
are one of the stores a hospital?
No hospitals, like Costco's. She makes sure that Costco's get
Costco has a pharmacy, does it not?
She makes sure that, like,
she's not moving anything pharmaceutical. She's not in the medical field. There's nothing about that. Yeah. Nothing about that.
Oh,
Ralph, you're muted.
Ralph, mute yourself. Yeah.
We want the best for you, Kevin.
No, I appreciate it. I would like to be. Not single, and I would like to, at some point, have a family and a wife, and you know, all the stuff
Jason Champagne says in the chat. And a redhead automatically elevates someone 2 points. So, example, it would take a 6 to an 8.
Yeah,
it's really funny to hear you say that because I know Ralph believes the exact opposite. He believes
gingers have no souls. I believe that. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Ralph believes
hates Andy Dalton.
I do.
Ralph believes that a ginger brings a 6 to a -6.
I believe you need to stay as far away from the gingers as humanly possible.
Well, I'll tell you this.
That applies to NFL quarterbacks?
Yes. Without a doubt.
Ralph is a Jameis truther.
Ralph is really Jameis, one of one.
Dave couldn't be with us tonight, by the way, because he's in Vegas.
He's in Vegas, yeah.
Losing money.
Peddling t-shirts.
He's probably Dave is probably somewhere drunk at a video blackjack table, just sad. But no, he's probably at the video blackjack table watching Tulane Cotton Bowl highlights over and over again.
The redhead he's hanging out with right now is a Twizzler.
He's eating, Cuckoo said he's eating crab legs, probably. Him and Jameis. So, Thomas, before we get out of here, who's the winner for the MVP of the final one?
I mean, I already announced the winner. Saints Roberts is the winner. We had earlier, but
he entered him last in the minute. Wheel.
Last minute video from Cookdog he sent it to me during the show, unedited. I haven't watched it, so you know.
Uh-oh. Oh God!
I don't know. I don't even know what he said. You know.
Could get out of control.
If anything gets us thrown off Twitch, we're coming after you, man.
That's right.
Yeah, let's risk it, guys.
Let's roll. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
All right, y'all. What's up? I just wanted to thank y'all for a great season of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. I wanted to give out a few losers and winners of the season. I wanted to make sure I gave out a winner to Juge for always being the level-headed, positive person in the podcast.
Yeah.
And Kevin and Dave for having the funniest takes of the podcast. And then, of course, Ralph for having the worst pronunciation in the history of mankind. But, of course,
Dave is the
thank
funniest?
You guys
I'm
just
offended.
For just doing what you offensive. Do and keeping everything super fun for all of us Saints fans, even though we're drowning in our misery all the time. appreciate you guys. And here's to us maybe getting some picks for Peyton.
Yeah, I like
Sounds
that.
Good. Have a great night, guys.
I like that. The fact that
he didn't give us
correction there. Correction there, Ralph. He said Dave and Kevin
and
were the funniest.
Yeah, kind of like just including Dave at all. I don't agree with.
Stop.
He was too good to even show up tonight.
Yeah, that's like and I'm not saying I'm funny because I'm not because I can barely pronounce my own name. But I'm just saying like saying Dave is up there with Kevin. It's just offensive. Offensive.
Dave wasn't at those open mic nights with me and you back
right?
in the day.
That's right.
We don't accept compliments for Dave Cariello on this show.
That's right. Kevin, that's one of my biggest fears.
We only accept insults. Cook's doing messed up, man.
Somebody got a camcorder from like 2003, and it's going to be me doing horrible stand-up. Like time that I fell off the stage. Like if there's video of that, it's going to surface on the internet
It would have surfaced by now.
You'd think maybe. I got to get famouser. It'd be on like TMZ.
Famouser.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that a word?
I mean, it's a wrestling move, the famouser.
Isn't it? Yeah, yeah. He says we mispronounce his name every week. Isn't it Cook? Duke?
Dookie?
Man, Cook, what is it? Duke? Thomas, give us the official.
You keep calling him Cooked Duke.
Right? Cooked Duke, right? What is it?
I think it's Cooked Duke.
Well.
All right. Well, if you want to type it in the chat and tell us how to say it, that'd be cool.
Same. Phonetically.
Yeah, phonetically, yeah, please.
Saints, the chat people, they're having y'all are having a good time at my expense.
Yeah, this is a short show for our stanza, so we still have time.
Yeah. He says you mispronounce my name every week.
Yeah, yeah.
That means
so
we love you.
Tell us which one it is.
I'm still waiting on the David Carr sweepstakes to materialize.
Duke.
David Carr, Derek Carr.
Cook. Cookie Duke.
Man.
Andrew Duke? Carr.
Andrew Carr, like that is my, like, that's my nightmare. Like, the Saints, they go after Carr and they get him. And then, like, it's just me. It's me just calling him David and eyeliner jokes for 5 years. That's all it'll be.
Right. Okay. So I get that you're saying, like, Dookie Chase, but you have D-O-O-K, and then you're saying D-O-U-K. So is it Cook Dookie? I love this dead air. This is perfect. This is perfect.
It's a great ending. Right. It's fizzling out, man.
We already did a chat, guys.
I'm just trying to figure out how to pronounce it.
Yeah,
I guess it's Dookie.
Right. I get. Yeah, Whitey. I know. I am the epitome of the word Whitey. I get it. That's hilarious. Wonderful. That's right. We're all in agreement there. I am Whitey. Tomas, you can isolate that audio.
So, I like Saints Rabbit says we yo awesome, except for Dave, who is the least
Cook
famous of the four. That's right.
Famous. Okay, Cook Dookie.
Cook Dookie. Dookie. That's it. Cook Dookie. I'll try to do better. All right, we gotta wrap this up before I die. Okay, that's just bottom line of it. We played the video. Thomas, do we have anything else to do? I'm falling apart.
No. You're good to go, Ralph.
Ralph's going in the blue tent when this thing ends.
I'm in the blue tent. So thanks to everybody for joining us. Thanks for supporting the show. Thanks to doing the MVP contest all year. We can't say enough. We appreciate your support. If you're not a patron, become a freaking patron. You get access to our Discord. We're the best Saints podcast anyway. They're going to have breaking news, and our patrons are going to get it. You should support the show. Thanks to Kevin. Thanks to Andrew. No thanks to Dave, who went to Vegas instead of being on the live stream with us. Thanks to Thomas for running the show. Amazing back in Poland, doing the best job. He had the graphics. He had the wheel. He had the MVP contest winners locked down. Doing an amazing job as always. Guys, if you're going to support a Saints podcast, you ought to support the one that wins awards. And until next week, the bar is closed.